This week on the Coaching Coordinator Podcast, we talk to a couple of state champions. We discuss building a culture with fundamentals, controlling the culture climate, and we see what football's impact has on a family. Monday, Coach Adam Clack talks about the behavior manifesting in his team to shape its culture.
Yeah, I mean, again, it just goes right back to, I think, those core values that we talk about are very visual. If I say band of brothers, that means if you walk up, I want you to see these kids love each other. You know, they believe in each other, and they believe in their coaches. You know, the greatest compliment I can ever have as a coach is your team plays hard. Because you play hard when you believe in somebody. Heck, I took the same professor 5 times in college, you know, just because I had a relationship with him, and I wanted to please him and show him that I got what he was trying for me to get. So definitely, that they play hard, that they believe in each other. The second thing is I want them to see that competitive toughness. And what I mean by that is they are going to step up and fight you. They are not going to flinch, and they're not going to back down. And then when they hit some adversity, if you're in the weight room and he missed a rep or he missed a set, man, he's going to want to jump right back up on that thing and go again. He's not going to slump his shoulders and just kind of go off into the corner. And that his teammates are going to be there to pick him up too.
Tuesday, Coach Weston Moody talks about teaching technique to develop his players.
Well, you know, I think that kids these days they're questioning everything. They're questioning why they're doing things. And that was one thing I wanted to do is be able to give them an answer. You know, I wanted to provide them with an answer to how to beat the opponent, you know, on the other side of the ball. You know, I couldn't just say, well, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're just going to get your butt whipped. You know, that, I didn't want to have that answer. I wanted to be able to talk and teach them on different ways to technique-wise to win the battle up front. And so, you know, we talk a lot about footwork and hand placement on our double teams. Having those and be able to break down the film in different ways and be able to talk through, hey, you know, this is why you didn't win this battle. And it's not because, you're not big enough and you're not strong enough. This is the reason why you didn't win this battle. And then going and working those techniques out on the practice field.
Wednesday, Coach Derek Leonard discussed the 2018 season and the most memorable game he shared with his father in the Leonard Bowl.
It was neat. It was fun. It was really hard because it was about my mom. But I was glad her name got out there and her story and really my dad's story. I mean, just the success he's had and being the all-time winningest coach, playing me on that game. And then obviously with my mom dying of cancer last year about this time. And, you know, it was a special week. The USA football people were great. We had a fun time, but it was sad and happy and hectic all in the same thing. And so it really was, and it worked. I mean, it turned out great. They did a great job. And, you know, but I was glad my mom and my dad got, you know, glorified and everything they stand for and what my dad stands for. And I mean, he's the best coach I've ever been around. And then obviously her story and, you know, where they stand in their lives and what's most important to them. You know, I think that came across, you know, Jesus and football and family. And I hope that came across. And I thought the USA football people did such a good job because it was fun. But like I said, it was a hectic week, but it was a fun week for sure.
Thursday, state champion coach Jason West discussed being locked in with the coaches and their roles to help with program culture.
Well, like I said, you got to find a group of guys that agree on a vision, and then you got to go 100%. And you have to find guys that are on the same page and never on their own page, or a beach ball underwater, what we call it. And what I mean by that is when you're gone, they want to rise up and be the guy. You know, we got to find guys that don't want to be you, and you don't want to be them. You just want to, bloom where you're planted, play your role, and be a part of something. And we found a group of guys that believe in that, and they're very proud of whatever role they have, whether it's a strength coach, an OC, a DC, special teams coordinator, freshman coach. You have to find guys that have great pride in that. You know, it's harder to find coaches now because everybody wants to start at the top. Everybody wants to come be an OC. Everybody wants to be a DC. Nobody wants to do the grind, you know, and that part is the job is getting harder and harder for us, unfortunately. But if you find the right people, you can fill a staff with good men, humble men, and hardworking men that we have found, and it's been very fortunate to do so.
Friday, Coach Tim Sauer talks about what it means to be a freak and what that means in this program.
You know, I think as coaches, we all have great ideas what we try to do to motivate our players, and not only try to teach them the right things throughout the week and perform on Friday nights, but also try to be kind of that guiding force, not only in school, in the weight room, in the football field, but also in life. So a couple things about this here, the FREAK acronym, it stands for fluff, none of it. So being straight to the point, being respectful, enthusiastic, always count on me, and keep swinging.
Hope you enjoy the content that we provide. Check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com and subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Give us a like and a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast.